on and off.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. And we did get a phone call over the commercial break. Thanks for patiently waiting. We'll go ahead and start with that phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, thank you for your work in supporting the police and fire with their new money for their radios and all and their new staffing. But let's talk about the bus. When you go to the Everybody Counts meetings or the low-income house meetings, everybody talks about how the bus system is not working. You know, whether we don't have one south of Points or the buses don't go where people want to go. And besides that, out in the real world, you can pull that cord and the bus will stop at the doctor's office or the dentist's office, or the bus will stop just past an intersection and pick you up on the route if you put your hand up. But I don't want them to, you know, with the new system, I don't want them to get a dollar if we don't have a change in this archaic bus system that is not serving the people. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
All right.
Okay. Well, I know that this funding issue that we're trying to deal with now has kind of been in the gotten in the way of the restructuring of the fixed route system. We wanted to start that. We, the whole community, wanted to start that in January, and now it looks like it could be as late as September. But I know that we're working hard to reroute the buses. I don't know of any initiative with regard to pulling a cord and getting it to stop. I know that works on other bus systems. I've never really thought about it that much here because we have such need and we need to expand our bus system here. So I have to think that that's the highest priority, and I've been working to get that done.
And how many buses are in fleet?
So I'm not sure on the number of buses in the fleet, but we're going from what we've had basically a four-route system, and we're expanding it to a five-route system and one that certainly, really the transit system here locally is in its infancy as far as fixed routes concerned. So we haven't done a lot of major improvements along those routes because we wanted to test locations and where are most people wanting to ride the bus locations. And so they've done a lot of extensive work with ridership in surveying those folks and just where are the people riding the bus to and from. And so that was the main reason for going to the five routes and trying to service more of those areas and doing it more efficiently and more cost effectively. And so I know everybody's anxious to see that implemented, and part of that delay has been in this restructuring that was necessary for the funding that's going to help support that.
I think one thing maybe people forget from time to time, and we do have another call, and we'll get to that here in just a quick second, but one thing I think people forget about when it comes to the ATAs, it's still a relatively new thing in Manhattan. I'm trying to remember, when did the ATA
start? So they started a long time ago, but their primary services was demand response. So you would call the ATA, and you can still do that. You can still call them and schedule an appointment. I think you have to do that 24 hours in advance.
Sure.
But so they were primarily meeting that need. They've done some contractual work with K-State in providing some specific services as well, and I think are probably still doing that. And that's one of the reasons K-State's one of their primary local match providers.
But as far as the route system, that's relatively
it's been
recent.
A couple years that it's been in place.
So still figuring
still
some things
pretty out. Young. Yeah.
Let's go and take that additional phone call. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
I just wanted to echo, I guess, what the city manager and Brady Bowman have just said about the fact that the fixed route system in Manhattan is relatively young. And we've made a lot of progress in the community, at least in my opinion, in a relatively short time, in terms of addressing the issues related to how we get people around. And I think what we experience as a community is the fact that we see other communities that have more robust systems than we do. And I think that's the goal, and I think we're going to get there. So I would just encourage the caller that called in previously to be a bit more patient and see what happens when we get these expanded routes in place. My understanding is that once the expanded routes in place are in place, that we're actually going to be serving more people because of the way they've been able to restructure the routes. And then I finally just want to say that in terms of an agency that works really hard to do what's best for the public, the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency, Ann Smith and her staff, I think they just do an outstanding job of being responsive to the community. And we should be very appreciative of them for the work they do and for actually managing public tax dollars in a very responsible, efficient manner. And kudos to them, and also appreciation to the city and county for working with them on this interlocal agreement so that this expanded routes can happen. So thank you to the city manager and the mayor and the commissioners for doing that for the community.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. That was a good call.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we agree. Ann and her staff are doing a very great job in providing those operations for the community.
And something they're working
in the region.
Something they're working on is to get a simple bus protection from the weather for those waiting for buses. Right now, they've, at least at my corner, they've been standing in the grass by a signpost in rain and snow, and so a little bit of protection would be good. And I know they're working with K-State. Some students, I think, have been working on some designs that would be affordable.
All right, and we do have let's take another phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, she just hit on what I was going to ask about, and that's coverage and protection at bus stops. The city seems to be dragging their feet on that, and the mayor hit it right on the nose. I mean, if we're going to offer this transportation, I think we need to offer protection along with it.
Thank you. I think it's been in the works, and it's kind of been hung up with some of this, with some of the funding, and we hope to solve that after the routes change. But if we had put up the protections with the current routes, then when we reroute, we'd have to move them. So in some ways, it's, you know, everything. Remember when we couldn't, for the first year we had the bus system there, what we, you know, that nobody would come forth with the funding to put up a bus stop sign. So, you know, it's fits and starts, and we'll get there. And I'm proud of that we are a community with a bus service. For so long we had no fixed route service. And this is just a great, I would ask that the public go ride the bus. I did that a couple of weeks ago, and I took it to clear out to Target and from Northview, and it was it's always interesting, and you get a whole different view of things and how dependent people are and the disabled people and elderly that ride it. It's enlightening. So do that.
All right, Ron. Any additional thoughts?
I would just comment. I believe the MPO in conjunction with ATA have pursuing. A grant to do bus stop amenities, including shelters. So anywhere from, better signage, better information about routes, apps for your mobile phone so you can track where the bus is and how soon it'll be there. I mean, there's lots of neat improvements they're working on, and it takes some funding, and they have received a grant, and so they're getting ready to implement that, which will include shelters. And again, like as the mayor said, part of this was determining how successful that stop is and kind of whether it warrants some protection.
Progress and planning. It takes a little time. Let's go ahead and take our second break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Talk a little bit about Aggieville and parking when we come back on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.